The United Nations Security Council today unanimously approved revised sanctions against Iraq. The Bush administration had been seeking changes in the program for months, but had to convince countries such as Russia, which wanted sanctions lifted altogether. The U.S. proposed the overhaul last spring to address concerns that the sanctions unfairly punished Iraqi civilians. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The UN sanctions originally were imposed in August of 1990. The purpose was to prevent Iraq from obtaining goods that could be used to rebuild its weapons program. In 1996, the Security Council altered the sanctions to allow Iraq to sell oil, to buy food, medicine, and other goods needed by civilians. But the review process for contracts with Iraq was cumbersome, holding up billions of dollars in goods. UN diplomats and U.S. officials say today's resolution is designed to speed up the approval process. At the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer says President Bush welcomed the Security Council's decision.
The president believes that firm, focused controls must remain on the government of Iraq until it complies fully with its UN obligations. The Security Council's new sanctions system is designed to meet the needs of the Iraqi people.
U.S. officials say the new program identifies thousands of so-called dual-use items, goods that have both civilian and military purposes. They say these items will be flagged for automatic review by the U.N. If the item or its use as defined in an export contract is questionable, it can be withheld. The sale of items not on the review list will be unimpeded. John Wolfe, Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation, says the process should be more transparent.
The procedures are very clear. The list of what items will be reviewed is very clear. The UN will do the initial review, and member states will only review individual items, not entire contracts. That should make the process move much more speedily.
But the new resolution does little to resolve another problem with sanctions. Once the UN approves the sale of dual-use goods, it can't prevent Iraq from diverting them to the military. John Wolfe says the comprehensive list of goods for review will help to identify items that could be diverted. But U.S. officials acknowledge that diversion is a risk. Judith Yaffe, a senior fellow at the National Defense University, calls the revised sanctions a minor correction. She predicts it will change little where Iraq is concerned.
They'll refuse to comply or oppose this as they've opposed all sanctions resolutions because it doesn't address the definition of when they will end, what Iraq has to do to get recognition that it has complied. The big problem is that the sanctions themselves are still there.
The UN says that if Iraq wants an end to sanctions, it must allow UN weapons inspectors back into the country without limitations. Iraqi and UN officials have held several rounds of talks on that issue. Another session is expected later this month. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.